The February cyber attack on Change Healthcare continues to cause prescription delays, and that is stressful on patients and doctors, but not if the doctors are using iCoreRx cloud e-prescribing software. iCoreRx had zero interruption, and iCoreRx is a product of iCoreConnect, whose full platform of secure products helps streamline workflow and increase revenue. Check them out at iCoreConnect.com/MGMA.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Daniel Williams, senior editor at MGMA and host of the MGMA Podcast Network. We are back with another Ask MGMA episode. We've got senior advisor Christy Good here. And this week, the Ask MGMA question has to deal with physician compensation and the impact of CMS on RVUs. Christy, first of all, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So talk about this question that came in. What's kind of the basis of it? What did you hear?
Sure. We've had a number of questions recently come in about physician compensation. Some have asked about resources on fair market value, why others have reached out just for best practices on how do I deal with those adjustments that CMS makes yearly to the conversion factors, and how does that impact the physician compensation contracts that they may have in place.
Okay. Well, I know that we were in an editorial meeting within the last week, and we were talking to our government affairs people. They were talking about some CMS changes that had been made. Anything you can share with us about what's going on there?
Yeah, I know this year was a little different, and I know our government affairs people have alluded to that as well, but CMS made a conversion factor of $32.74 from January through March of this year. And then starting in March 9th through the end of this year, the conversion factor was again changed, and it is now $33.29. So that does make it a little tricky when you're trying to calculate the differences in what you're expecting for reimbursement.
For somebody like myself that's not steeped in all of these changes, what does it mean then to have adjustments in the Medicare conversion factor?
Sure. When you have adjustments, there's a significant impact on the work RVU calculations and physician compensation structures. So what happens is Medicare takes that conversion factor, and it's a multiplier that is used to determine the reimbursement rates for services rendered by physicians under the Medicare fee schedule. So what it does is it converts the value of RVUs into a dollar amount for reimbursement. And then that CF, which is the conversion factor, when it's adjusted, it can have either a positive or a negative effect on those reimbursement rates per pay code in your physician fee schedule.
Sounds so complicated.
Sorry. I know it can be. Really, the key is that conversion factor is going to adjust your reimbursement.
Okay.
And it could be positive or negative. And that's why our government affairs team are so active in really being champions for our medical practices, going out there and really fighting to get the most they can from CMS for our physicians.
So tell us about when the Medicare conversion factor decreases. Talk us through that and what that looks like.
So when, if the reimbursement and the conversion factor affects it in a negative light or decreases, there are some challenges that a medical practice often has to face. So one is lower reimbursement rates, which ultimately means decreased revenue that a practice may expect to have and now is not going to have. And then if you have physician compensation models that rely on work RVUs as a measure of physician productivity, that lower value for each work RVU then has a potential to affect the physician compensation under those productivity models. So we know that that's never a good thing, that a doctor doesn't necessarily want to keep doing the same services, but this time for less this year. And that's kind of what it equates to. And then decreased reimbursement rates can also lead to those physicians not feeling satisfied because now they're getting paid to take home a lower pay or reimbursement for that same work that they've done the year or years before.
Okay. When you spelled out those challenges, so let's look at it from a different way then. We know what the challenges are now, but then what are some steps that practices can take to try to address those challenges?
Well, some, and this is one of the questions I got, was someone who hadn't updated their physician fee schedule for before COVID, so before 2020. It's really important to make sure you have the most current physician fee schedules uploaded in your EHR. But you also may have to look at possibly renegotiating contracts with payers, looking at other value-based payment models. We just had another great talk by our government affairs team on what is coming down the pike with the MIPS and the APMs. So really look at what alternative value-based care models might be out there to participate in. And many have to implement cost-saving measures. We also give a lot of examples of where you might be able to lean or make things join purchasing groups, ways you can do some cost savings without impacting the actual pay of your staff and your providers. And then diversifying revenue streams, like where can you maybe add another service to your service line or another offering to your patients that you weren't thinking about, or some of them maybe even looking at what are we not, what procedures could we be doing in-house that we haven't been doing? So those are some of the ideas.
Okay. Now you were sharing with me offline about this a variance calculator that MGMA
Yes.
has. Tell us a little bit about that.
Andrew, our director here, actually is the one that
Yeah.
updates this. It's a lot of work to update this, so I really appreciate it and appreciate him doing this for our members. But it is a member-only tool, and what it lets you do is to go in there and you can look at, based on CPT and code and volume, you could be looking at how those RVU changes impact your individual provider or even group of providers. And so we have data in there from, we have it from, I think even 2019, but the one I linked to in our podcast is you can find the data between 2022, 2023, and 2024 and really use that calculator to analyze the differences in what those changes are and how they may impact your revenue.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Christy. Now, before we sign off, I did want to mention a recent stat poll that we have. It actually came out on Thursday, March 28th, and it has some results in there regarding how many physicians participate in developing their compensation methodology. What we're going to do here is provide a direct link in the episode show notes. You can just click right through that and see what some of those numbers are that may be of interest to you. And also, I just did want to put out a reminder again. If you want to be a participant in our stat polls, just text STAT, STAT, to 33550, and you can start participating now. So, final words from Christy. What else do you want to share with us before we sign off today?
I feel that the key takeaway is really you need to monitor Medicare policy changes and proactively plan to figure out how that impact of those fluctuations are going to impact your physician compensation structures. You really need to be on it, pay attention. Don't think that it's just going to go away or it's not going to have an impact. And you can't really budget without knowing it. So it's always good to make sure you're up to date, you know what's going on. And then my other personal side note is to really include your physicians and your providers in those compensation talks and planning, because with their buy-in, you can just it just helps them know where they're going, where they're at, and all the things that are impacting their reimbursement.
Awesome. All right. And then any resources, anything else you want to share with us before we call it a day?
Yeah, we have a physician employment contract toolkit. So if you're looking at how do I renegotiate those contracts with my physicians, we do have that toolkit. We will have our provider compensation data report coming out here soon. We have last year's that we'll link to our podcast, but we have a new one coming out in the next few months. As always, we have Data Dive, which has provider compensation. So if you're looking at how do I do fair market value and you want some of those data points, we have that available. And then I have another article, just an article that linked to navigating the physician compensation impacts from the 2021 and moving forward. So it's a good article to reference.
That is awesome. And as Christy was mentioning, we will provide links to all of those resources in the episode show notes. So until then, Christy, thanks again for joining on the Ask MGMA podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And thanks to all of you for listening and being loyal listeners to the MGMA Podcast Network. Most physicians don't have the opportunity to learn the business of medicine. What docs don't get taught, physician business training is a course developed by MGMA and administrators from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. This interactive course provides in-depth physician business training that can drive personal and organizational success. Purchase now for yourself or your organization at physicianbusinesstraining.com and earn 8 hours of CME credit. Again, go to physicianbusinesstraining.com to purchase and to learn more.